You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's June 20th, and welcome to another episode of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill video game podcast. My name is John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you the latest video game impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek, delivered to you in just about 15 minutes. To make sure you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show, which is available on all major platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. And it would be wonderful if you left a review while you're there to help spread the good word about the show. Also, look for Midlife Side Quest on Threads if you'd like to chat with me about today's show or what games you've been playing lately. I am very happy that you've tuned in today because on this episode, I'm going to be talking about the game Open Roads. But first, I'm going to be sending out this week's positive vibes to Night Dive Studios. The developer has loads of experience with remastering older games like Star Wars Dark Forces, Turok, and System Shock. And during IGN Live at Summer Game Fest, the team announced that the next game they'll be tackling is the 2002 game The Thing, based on the 1982 movie of the same name. The Thing it's one of the best horror movies of all time. I love that movie. And rather than just adapting the story of the film, that game was a direct sequel that took place shortly after the events of the movie. I'm pretty certain that I played that game back in the day, but, you know, being that was 22 years ago now, I don't really remember much about it. But I seem to recall enjoying it quite a bit, so I'm curious to see how this remaster turns out, and I'm excited to check it out later this year. So congrats to the team at Night Dive Studios on the big announcement. So while I was away on my medical leave, I really wasn't playing any video games. I just wasn't feeling up to it. So I've definitely got some catching up to do with a few titles that came out during those couple of months. But I wanted to talk a little bit this week about the last game that I played before I had gotten sick back in April. Open Roads from Annapurna Interactive. So this narrative adventure was developed by the same team that created Gone Home, formerly known as Fulbright. But after some reports of toxic behavior by the studio head back in 2023, the team split with their founder, who kept the Fulbright name, and the remaining team developed this game. They finished it under the name the Open Roads Team. So the game stars Kerry Russell of Felicity and The Americans fame as Opal, and Caitlin Dever from Justified and the upcoming season 2 of The Last of Us as Opal's 16-year-old daughter Tess. The game begins as the two of them are cleaning out the recently sold home of Tess's grandmother, who has passed away. And while packing up her belongings, Tess discovers a package hidden in the attic, which hints that her grandmother may have had some rather shocking secrets, which she kept hidden from her family. So after a bit of convincing, Tess convinces her mother to go on a road trip to try and find out the truth behind the mysterious package, as well as her grandmother's past. So as you might expect from a game coming from the creators of Gone Home, Open Roads is all about the story, and it is light on what you would typically call gameplay. For the most part, you'll be moving about the environment, searching for items to interact with, which triggers more dialogue between the pair and moves the story along. There are a few moments where you need to deduce what you have to do next, but these are simple, and I wouldn't really call them puzzles. So depending on how you feel about a game where you're just pretty passively moving a story along, your mileage may vary. For me, I'm usually pretty okay with this as long as the story being told is interesting and good. And thankfully, I think the story here is pretty good and worth the 2 or 3 hours that it takes to get through the game. What I appreciate about the story is that it is so grounded. In so many games of this type, the story will veer off and reveal some shocking twist or a supernatural surprise that flips the story on its head. And that's not what this game is going for. This is, at its core, a family drama. And the family dynamics are interesting, from the complicated relationship between Opal and her sister, who she feels hasn't done enough to help since her mother's passing, to Tess's father, who moved to Nevada after he and Opal divorced and is trying to maintain a relationship with his daughter. I really enjoyed seeing how the story unfolded and the interactions between the characters. And yes, there are surprises along the way, but it all feels very real for the most part, and they are dynamics that you would find in most families. Another thing that helps to sell the story is that Russell and Deaver do a really good job in their roles. I'm not sure if either of them has much experience in voice acting specifically, but I thought they did a really solid job, and that makes a big difference in a game that is mostly dialogue. So I also like the visual style of the game, which combines full 3D environments that you're exploring and 2D motion comic-like visuals for the characters during the conversations. I really enjoyed my time with Open Roads, and I think it's a good story worth experiencing. It didn't knock my socks off like some other games in the genre, like Firewatch or What Remains of Edith Finch, but it's, you know, it's a much simpler story, and that's okay. That's good. That's fine. I think if you really enjoy good storytelling and you don't mind, like I said, a more passive experience, you should give this a try. It's $20 and it's available on all platforms. But if that seems, you know, like a bit much for a 2-hour game, it's also available on Game Pass, which makes it a pretty easy recommendation. So, all year long, we've been wondering what the second half of 2024 would look like for Nintendo, with no new releases scheduled, nothing announced, nothing on the calendar. Well, now we've gotten a glimpse thanks to Tuesday's Nintendo Direct, and it turns out that they have quite a bit actually planned before the Switch 2 debuts next year. So let's quickly run through some of the biggest announcements. We'll start with the two games that I'm personally most excited for, the first being The Legend of Zelda Echoes of Wisdom, which launches on September 26th, not that far away. A new Zelda title was not on my radar at all, and this game finally lets you play as Princess Zelda in an overhead Link to the Past style adventure. She uses a magic staff to clone looks like pretty much anything in the world while on a quest to rescue Link. It looks charming as heck, and I'm excited for it. The other game is Mario & Luigi Brotherhood, which launches in November 7th. I've never played this RPG series, as I didn't play a whole lot on Nintendo's handheld platforms. I think most of these games were on the Game Boy Advance and the DS. But this looks like a fun adventure that, from the look of the trailer at least, I think appears to feature co-op play, which sounds like a lot of fun. My wife was excited about it, and hopefully we can play this game together. They also showed a new trailer for Metroid Prime 4 Beyond, and while that series has never really appealed to me that much, I know this was a big deal, and there are lots of people who are very excited to play this next year. My guess is that it launches on both the Switch and the Switch 2. They showed a new Mario Party game, which looks like a Mario Party game, a remaster of Donkey Kong Country Returns, and new games for Switch Online like Perfect Dark and Metroid Zero Mission. From third parties, we saw Dragon Quest III HD 2D Remake, Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection, Hello Kitty Island Adventure, and Mio Memories in Orbit, which looked like a cool Ori and the Blind Forest type of platformer. All told, it was a solid showcase with quite a few cool games coming still for the Switch. I was pretty pleasantly surprised, and it looks like the Switch is going to be going out on a strong note. So, last week's question for polling at Threads was, how would you rate this year's Summer Game Fest season, accompanying all of the presentations? And 43% of you said that you would describe it as good, with 36% saying that it still needs work, and 21% said it was outstanding. So I think I agree with the majority of you, aside from the Xbox showcase, which was spectacular. I describe everything else collectively as good. So for this week's poll, I have a question that I'm genuinely very curious about. From my own perspective, there seems to have been a shift in recent years with more and more players choosing to play games on their PC and their Steam Deck as opposed to console. Console is still very popular, but there definitely seems to be a large movement in PC gaming. So this week's question is, where do you primarily do your gaming, console or PC? I can't wait to see how that one pans out. Go visit Midlife SideQuest on Threads after the show to cast your vote, and I'll share the results on next week's episode. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife SideQuest. I appreciate you making time in your day for me. You can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe and leave a review while you're there. So until next week, be well and happy gaming.